AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tornadoes hit Texas. The National Weather Service says tornadoes were in Brazoria County, about 30 miles south of Houston, and Harris County early this morning. Harris County Emergency Management spokesman Francisco Sanchez.
We did have a confirmed tornado, a few unconfirmed, but we do have one confirmed in southeast Harris County that did damage some homes.
Officials say other storms and floodings have killed at least six people. In Colorado Springs, authorities say a man walking down the street shot and killed three people today before being killed in a gunfight with police. In New Jersey, a Rutgers University student accused of stabbing two people in the lobby of a school dorm is charged with attempted murder. University police say Daniel Leandri also faces two counts of aggravated assault and a weapons offense stemming from yesterday's attack. Chipotle says 43 of its restaurant sites in Oregon and Washington State have been closed. That's after almost two dozen people have gotten sick with E. coli after eating at Chipotle's in the two states since October 14th. AP correspondent Fong Lee reports the Oregon Health Authority says it's investigating.
Chipotle spokesman Chris Arnold said the company has closed 43 restaurants in Washington and Oregon. They were alerted by health officials that people became sick after eating at six restaurants, but they decided to close all of the restaurants in the area, as they say, out of an abundance of caution.
Washington state health officials say while it appears to be linked to food served at Chipotle restaurants, the food or other source of contamination hasn't yet been determined. Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case about race and jury selection and consider whether excluding all black prospective jurors is a form of racial discrimination. This is AP Radio News. Remember to reset your clocks before going to bed tonight.
Cher's wish is something that you can do overnight tonight as most of the nation reverts back to standard time. The annual change comes at 2 a.m. local time Sunday, but most Americans will set their clocks back before heading to bed. It means you'll gain an extra hour of sleep or maybe Halloween partying this weekend. The shift moves 1 hour of daylight to the morning from the evening. I'm Sandy Kozell.
In an effort to reduce the chances of future taxpayer bailouts, federal regulators are proposing the eight biggest U.S. banks build new cushions against losses that would shift the burden to investors. That means the banks would have to bulk up their capacity to absorb financial shocks by using equity or long-term debt equal to prescribed portions of total bank assets. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.